My name is James Green. I'm the Francis and Benjamin Benenson Foundation Assistant Curator of African Art. What we're looking at here, these are highlights from what is one of the largest museum collections of Nok material culture in the world. These figures were chosen, as with many works in the gallery, for their aesthetic impact. They really are standing here as ambassadors for this culture. The Nok were a culture that developed in central Nigeria around 2,500 years ago. So the early Nok period is now dated to around 1,500 years BC. Middle Nok, the kind of boom period, dates from 900 BCE to 300 BCE, and the culture ends around the turn of the Christian era. This was very much a culture that developed on its own. The Sahara Desert was a serious barrier between Egypt, say, or between the Greek world of the Mediterranean. There are a large number of Nok sites. Up to 600 have been recorded in an area surrounding the present-day village of Nok, after which this culture is named. And in every site, there are fragments of figures. The recent archaeological excavations that were undertaken recorded up to 1,700 fragments of sculptures, along with something like 90,000 potsherds. So they were found in every site. The context in which some have been scientifically excavated suggests that they were part of funeral burials. In one site, they were purposefully broken and placed next to some stone beads that seemed to be lined up as they would around a human neck. So they may have been on a body. The vast majority, however, were found along with other detritus from these village sites. So they were thrown away with other pottery shards. So we don't fully understand what they were used for. But the link with funerary practices makes sense. A lot of the figures also have snakes depicted on them. And snakes, for many cultures in Nigeria, related to ancestral worship. So it's possible that they had something to do with venerating the ancestors.